they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground?
Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it is World Series week here on the Download, and we've been talking about all things Cubs culture, talking to fans, talking to former players, and, of course, celebrities. My next guest, he fits the category. William Peterson, a Steppenwolf Ensemble member, and, of course, a huge star, a star of CSI and other films as well. But more importantly, a diehard, lifelong Cubs fan. He joins us on the line. William Peterson, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. There's no stars like the Cubs this week, boy.
What's it mean to you that the Cubs are in the World Series, specifically playing a World Series game at Wrigley Field tonight?
Well, it's weird, though. It's a little weird because it's a little bittersweet because, you know, I spent my whole life going to Wrigley Field, watching the Cubs. It kind of, for so many years, didn't matter whether they won or lost. It was, like, just fun to be there, and you're with your buddies, and we all went across the street and had beers when they lost. And, you know, it was all right. Now there's this expectation. But it's been such a thrill to watch these kids the last 2 years. I mean, I'm most excited just about the guys that they got on this team. I mean, I just think they're wonderful athletes, wonderful guys, old guys, young guys. It's a thrill to watch them. I was fortunate this summer. I got the baseball package, so I'm out here in L.A., but I really saw most of the games. I got to see them open up against the Angels, and I got to see them play the Dodgers, and then I got to see them in Chicago play the Mets. So, but I've managed to watch just about every game, and it's been a thrill. I mean, it's the best baseball that I've seen in my lifetime.
What moments, you know, when you think of being a Cub fan, what are the moments that stick out for you? What kind of fan are you? And what are the moments in Cubs history that you identified with?
I have huge moments. My first game, I was six, and my sister and her husband, his father, worked for Phil Wrigley, and they got us box seats. And I went to a game in 1960, I guess it was. Well, I don't know. It was Santos' first year.
Oh, man.
And there was a fight at the mound. Billy Martin punched Jim Brewer and broke his jaw. And I was, like, right behind the Cubs dugout with my mitt. And I was like, oh, my God, I'd never seen a man punch another man before. And all the way through. I went in 67 when I was a eighth grader. We ditched school and went down to the opening day game. You know, it was freezing April 4th or something, and I got a foul ball from Don Kessinger. I mean, I have monumental memories, as do all Cubs fans that have been a part at Wrigley Field. The 69 team was, you know, the great heartbreak. It's wonderful, though, these heartbreaks that we've had, both in 84 and 2003. They bonded us in such a way that's why you're going to see such massive crowds this weekend out there in the streets, in the bars. People are flying into Chicago just to be in the city.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about that. About it, it goes beyond baseball. There's something about Cubdom that you know bonds generations. That you know, from a philosophical standpoint, talks about hope or family. From your standpoint, being a Cubs fan for as long as you have been, what is it about being a Cubs fan that you identify?
You know, I think it's all the losing. Yeah. At the end of the day, I think it's. Guys standing together in the face of defeat, year in, year out, decade in, decade out, you know, the whole idea, wait till next year. You know, I mean, it's all been, for so many of us over the last 30, 40 years, it's kind of been this kind of inside joke. It's kind of our thing that we don't, you know, we're not going to win, you know, whether it's curses or whether it's just catastrophes. But, you know, there's something that bonds you that way. You know, it's interesting. When the Red Sox won, you know, last decade, they when Theo busted their curse, it was funny because I saw the fans change after that. The Boston fans all of a sudden were like Yankee fans. They were severe, and they were a little, I hope that doesn't happen to us, because they were not the friendly Boston Red Sox anymore. They were the, oh, no, we're the champs, and everybody else sucks, and, you know, we're not taking anything from anybody. And it got a little rough, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when they came into Wrigley, it was like, well, who are you guys? I mean, you didn't used to be like this.
Well, that's so interesting because, you know, if WGN-TV and the superstation has created a fandom that's not just in Chicago, that's everywhere.
No, it's all across the country.
And if you're bonded by losing and the team goes ahead and wins the World Series, does that at all? I mean, Chris Borelli wrote a piece in the Tribune this week about the idea of what happens when we win? And that there is something about, does it change the dynamic, if not the makeup, the
Well, the problem then is that you expect to win.
Yeah, right.
You know, everybody's talking about how these guys are young, we're going to win for the next 6-7 years. Then you expect to win. We used to go to Wrigley Field on a Wednesday afternoon to see him play the Reds. We didn't even expect to beat the Reds.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
And so when you go in with no expectations, you have a kind of a great time, especially if they win. Now, if you go in and they don't win, what, you're going to have a bad time?
Yeah.
I mean, it was always a party just to go to the park. We didn't, you know, it wasn't a question of whether we won or lost. Sure, we loved to win. It was a much better party if you won, but it wasn't a defining moment. And now, pretty much, I mean, you watch these games and they're moment by moment, you're hanging by a thread, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We're talking with William Peterson on the program tonight, talking Cubs culture, a longtime Cubs fan, star of shows like CSI and other films like Fear and Manhunter, and also an ensemble member with Steppenwolf. I'm interested in the way that Cubs culture has changed. We kind of talked about this last night on the program, where it went from a tavern culture, a baseball culture, to almost a drinking bro culture around Wrigley Field. You can kind of see the bars up and down Clark Street. Has that surprised you from being a longtime Cub fan, someone who went to...
Yeah, I mean, we had my theater that I was first a part of, the Remains Theater, was on Clark and Racine. You know, we were in the old Ginger Man Bar, and that was back in the early 80s, and it was before the 84 Cubs. It was before the lights. And you could walk into you could walk into those bars all year round. There was nobody in there. There was just a couple of regulars, and you know, occasionally there was guys there during the weekend games in the summer. But then the whole, you know, after 84, and they put the lights in, it just became a whole nother world down there. I mean, it became Wrigleyville. It was never Wrigleyville, you know.
Right.
It was just this area where the park was.
Lakeview, yeah, right.
And now it's, you know, they're getting $1,200 for a table just to go in the bar, you know,
right.
Just to sit at a table. I mean, it's a different deal, obviously. And you know, I don't know that you can have the winning without it. So, you know, it's one of those questions. Are you selling your soul or what? You know, you don't know.
Well, for you, I mean, being in L.A. And being able to catch the games through the MLB package or be able when the Cubs come through town, we've had a lot of people on, from Bob Newhart to Joe Mantegna to Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. I mean, people talking about living out in L.A. and how there is just this culture around Chicagoans, around the Cubs. And there really is this sort of this way that you're bonding with each other far away from home. Do you feel that as well?
Yeah, it's a brotherhood for sure. You know, Tom Ricketts, God bless him. He was out here when the Cubs came out to play the Dodgers at the end of August. He grabbed a couple of booths from the Dodgers, and he threw a party for a bunch of us out here in Chicago, for Chicago fans. And it was Jeff Garland was there, and Jimmy Belushi and Joey and everybody. And it was just kind of wonderful, you know. And it is one of those things. It's kind of like, you know, I've never been back to my high school reunion because I have so many different high schools that I went to. I don't know even which one I would go to. But it's kind of like a reunion, you know, whenever we get together. And there is something wonderful about having that connection. You know, I saw a guy today. I pulled into a parking lot, and a guy was loading his truck up, and he had a Cubs hat on. And I was like, yeah, baby, go Cubs, you know. And he's like, yeah. It's just a stranger, but he's a Cub fan.
He's a Cub fan.
You know, and he's out in L.A., and I'm sure he'll be tuned in. And, you know, it is. I'm proud and I'm grateful to the Chicago Cubs and the city of Chicago for all of that, you know. And, you know, it draws me, you know, where there's none of us out here that don't want to be there most of the time. The difference is my preference is, again, a Wednesday afternoon in July when there's nothing on the line and you're just there with your pals and you're watching the Cubs play.
This weekend, the weekend, you know, here come the Cubs into Wrigley Field for a game 3, 4, and 5 for you, I mean, there's been so much made about family, about history, about all the different generations coming to the park. I mean, you can't throw a rock without hitting a story about a 95-year-old who's coming to Wrigley Field this weekend. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Talk about that. I mean, the idea of family and what it means to be a Cub fan.
My whole family, I mean, all of the family that I have that's outside of Chicago has all flown back in to Chicago. You know, some of them went off to Cleveland to see him play in Cleveland, you know. You know, I think it's, you share these, you know, it's one of the few memories that all the families growing up in Chicago can share. You know, everybody has a different thing that they do or that they want or that they like. But you kind of have this thing that you grow up. That's the great thing about baseball, first of all, is that you kind of pass your team down to the next generation. And so, yeah, it's a generational thing. It makes us all one, you know, whether you're 85 years old or 25 years old. And I think that's what's glorious about it. I think that's what you're feeling when you see it on TV or when you listen to Pat Hughes or, you know, whatever it is. You know, you feel part of a real, you know, it's a great story for this whole stupid political season because finally there's something positive to look at. You know, there's something positive to feel about our country and our society. And that's right now. It's the Cubs in Cleveland.
William Peterson, longtime Chicagoan in Los Angeles, joining us for World Series Week here to talk about Cubs culture. Billy Peterson, thanks so much for taking some time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Justin. Go Cubs.